Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo is leaving Houston to take the top job in the Miami Police Department. Acevedo calls himself a change agent, and he got national attention last summer when he stood in solidarity with people protesting the death of one-time Houston resident George Floyd at the hands of Minneapolis police. He referenced that time in a news conference he held this week to announce his move to Miami.
And I would challenge any member of the community, if they look at how the summer of protests across this country, where we saw buildings burning and just so many bad things happening, to compare the performance of our department to a lot of other departments.
Chief Art Acevedo is in Houston on Skype. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. It's great to be on. Thanks for having me.
Sure, and congratulations on the new job. And before we dig into the events of last summer, I do want to ask you, why are you moving?
Because, you know, policing's in my, it's really in my DNA. I've been, yesterday is my 35th anniversary of when I started the academy. So it's, I'm now, you know, moving in my 36th year since the academy. And my mayor's termed out. He'll be leaving in a couple of years. And this opportunity came out of nowhere. I think Miami's an amazing city. As a Cuban, a refugee whose journey into this beautiful country and the freedom that this country brought us started in Miami. It's kind of like coming full circle. And by leaving, I'm also creating an opportunity for one of my executive assistant chiefs to get their opportunity to lead and serve this beautiful community.
There's been a lot of attention in Houston to the police killings in recent years. In Houston, six residents have been killed by police in 6 years. About the police cam videos of the shootings, you say you're a reformer, but why did you block the release of video in the shootings that involved police there?
Because, you know, the number one responsibility we have as police executives is to ensure that we conduct and we have a process and a system that's in place, and we follow that process to ensure that we, A, get to the truth as it relates to what occurred, and B, leave no stone unturned in that pursuit, no stone in our pursuit to find the good, the bad, and the ugly, and C, in the event that there is misconduct by the officers, either administrative or criminal, that we do nothing to jeopardize our ability to hold those individuals accountable.
I have to say, it sounds like you're making a good case for releasing the video.
We have a new a DA here that came in. She's okay with us releasing videos, and we have our system in place to roll with that, and we're just waiting for our mayor to actually give the green light.
Chief, I want to look back at last summer's protests over the death of George Floyd. Many cities across the country saw violence, the burning of buildings. I wonder, when you expressed support for the protesters, which made so much news, you're taking that stand. Your police department did end up arresting more than 600 people during the first week of protests. How do you square supporting the protesters and then seeing hundreds of them put under arrest by your department? Can you sync those two?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, we're all about supporting First Amendment activity and the right to protest as long as people don't go on the freeway. Because we saw, I explained to my community, when you go on a freeway, we can't protect you. And after having a really intense, you know, interaction with a big group of protesters that wanted to go on the freeway, I think a few days later, we saw what happened in Minneapolis or somewhere where an 18-wheeler ran over a bunch of protesters. And the other piece is you don't get to start breaking windows, and you don't get to start throwing rocks, and you don't get to vandalize. You know, First Amendment activity is about protest, and criminal activity is about vandalism and violence. And we cannot tolerate that.
When you talk about being a reformer, we should say that the attempts you have made to reduce homicides in Houston are questionable now, because you yourself have said that the city can expect 500 more homicides in the next year. Is that an admission that your efforts have failed?
No, that's an admission that we have a problem. When you look across this nation, we are seeing a quick and sudden rise in homicides, significant spike in homicides from New York to Los Angeles to Milwaukee to just about every city, small and large, and that's a problem. And there's a multitude of factors that have caused that, a significant rise from the impact of COVID to the impact of the courts not working because of COVID to reformist and I would call activist judges and prosecutors that rather than making decisions based on the type of crimes committed. They're treating everyone like they're a shoplifter, including murderers. And therein lies part of the problem. So you have to have all parts of the criminal justice system and our partners working together. Otherwise, this is heading the wrong direction. And it's not just here in Houston. It's across the country.
So what are you going to do to try and burnish your reputation as a reformer? And I know you like to call yourself a change agent. What are you going to do to assure that you are one when you get to Miami?
Well, I think that when I start continuing to look at my new city, that my coming back home to a city where this journey started, is there is still a lot of room to build community trust. There's a concern about the level of accountability there, and I hope that we will put robust systems in place so when there's malfeasance, we uncover it, we prevent it, uncover it if it happens, and hold people accountable, that we deliver that kind of constitutionally respectful service to the people of Miami, regardless of what neighborhood they live in, what color of their skin, gender, sexual orientation, or what their level of economic, where they're at the socioeconomic ladder.
Chief Art Acevedo, thank you, and we wish you good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.